So welcome back then to Thought for the Day. Today we're looking at Joshua chapter 6 and verses 20 through to 27. But as always, before we do that, we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would bring alive the words on the page of your word, that we might see more of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we might understand how these things should affect us. And we pray that by your grace, that your Holy Spirit would be at work in our lives this day, for Jesus' sake. Amen. So let me then read to you Joshua chapter 6 and verses 20 through to 27. And when the trumpet sounded, the people shouted, and at the sound of the trumpet, when the people gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. So every man charged straight in, and they took the city. They devoted the city to the Lord and destroyed with the sword every living thing in it, men and women, young and old, cattle and sheep and donkeys. And Joshua said to the two men who had spied out the land, "Go into the prostitute's house and bring her out, and all who belong to her, in accordance with your oath to her." And so the young men who had done the spying went in and brought out Rahab, her father and mother and brothers, and all who belonged to her. And they brought out her entire family and put them in a place outside the camp of Israel. And then they burned the whole city and everything in it, but they put the bronze and the silver and the gold and the articles of bronze and iron into the treasury of the Lord's house. But Joshua spared Rahab the prostitute with her family and all who belonged to her, because she had hid the men that Joshua had sent as spies to Jericho, and she lives among the Israelites to this day. At that time Joshua proclaimed this solemn oath: "Cursed before the Lord is the man who undertakes to rebuild this city, Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn son will he lay its foundations, and at the cost of his youngest will he set up its gates." So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame spread throughout the land. So in our reading today, there are two things going on: the utter destruction of Jericho and the saving of Rahab and her family. And they illustrate for us what is both terrifying and wonderful about God. They show us that God always keeps his word. Now, wickedness and evil was always going to be dealt with by God. And the reason that God gave for giving the land to Israel was because the present inhabitants of the land had exhausted God's patience. Their wickedness had become so much that God needed to deal with it. And he says very much these things in Leviticus and Deuteronomy. In Leviticus, we're told, or the children of Israel are told, that you must not live according to the customs of the nations that I am going to drive out before you, because they did all these things and I abhorred them. So in other words, God had come to the end of his patience in dealing with them. Their wickedness was just too great. Or Deuteronomy tells us, Deuteronomy 20 and verses 16 to 18. However, in the cities of the nations that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, do not leave alive anything that breathes. Completely destroy them: the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, as the Lord your God has commanded you. Otherwise, they will teach you to follow all the detestable things that they do in worshipping their gods, and you will sin against the Lord your God. So God, as he sees the nation of Canaanites and those else who are in the land, he sees them and he sees that they are doing wicked things, and so they need to be dealt with. Now, if you're listening to this today and your life is characterized by sin, by constant rebellion against God, then you too need to be aware that God will not deal lightly with you if you remain in your sin. Hebrews 9 and verse 27 reminds us that people are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment. We will all be held accountable for our sin. We will all have to deal with our lives and the way that we have lived them before God. An unrepentant, godless living, no matter who you are or even when you are in history, will always bring God towards you in judgment. And that is no small judgment. You need to understand the very words that Jesus himself said. He said that the Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. And they will throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. But then, of course, you have the other side to this. Rahab, of course, illustrates this other side of God's word keeping. She trusts in God, who is coming to destroy the inhabitants of the land, and she acknowledges that he is the only one in whom she can have hope of salvation. Unless she trusts him and obeys him, she and her household could not be saved. But we read in our passage this morning, Joshua 6:25, that Joshua spared Rahab the prostitute with her family and all who belonged to her, because she hid the men that Joshua had sent as spies to Jericho, and she lived among the Israelites to this day. In other words, she did what was required of her and was saved from that judgment. And this account serves as a warning to us in these days. God keeps his word, be that destruction or salvation. 2 Corinthians warns us, God warns us in that. He says, in the time of my favour I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you now is the day, is the time of God's favour, and now is the day of salvation. In other words, now is the only time that we know that we have to repent of our sin and to turn to him. Now, as if these aren't examples enough to help us to understand that God's word is true, Joshua also gives us further proof when he declares the dreadful consequences that will befall the one who rebuilds Jericho. So verse 26 in our passage says, at that time Joshua pronounced this solemn oath, cursed before the Lord is the one who undertakes to rebuild this city Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn son, he will lay its foundations, and at the cost of his youngest, he will set it up its gates. Well, we discover as Israel's life goes on, and we get to the period of the kings, and we get to Ahab, one of the most wicked kings that ever reigned in Israel. And this is what we read of him and what happens in that time. In 1 Kings chapter 16 and verse 34. In Ahab's time, Hiel of Bethel rebuilt Jericho, and he laid its foundations at the cost of his firstborn son, Abiram, and he set up its gates at the cost of his youngest son, Segub, in accordance with the word of the Lord spoken by Joshua, son of Nun. God is not mocked. His word stands forever. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, that you would help us to recognize that you have decreed that there will be destruction. There will be a point at which we will be called to account for our lives. Father, we pray that you would forgive our sin, and Lord, that we would trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and walk in his ways, so that we might know that you'd keep that word which you have declared, that anyone who trusts in the name of the Lord will not be put to shame. Anyone who trusts in the Lord Jesus Christ will find salvation and forgiveness of sin. And so we pray that you'd help us to understand this day. In Jesus' name, amen.